Welcome to T-Theory Observations for Sunday, the February 27th, 2011. I'm going to start off today's presentation with the notes, which are for February 27th. First item being Christopher's email to Terry regarding a T, which is apparently being drawn in the volume oscillator, which relates to the picture that's the main chart, what we call the daily chart, in the next segment. I also have a that's my email address is contained there. If you have a question that pertains to T-theory, if you have a question that pertains to Parker, you can just say attention Parker, and I'll send it on to him. If you have a question that's related to something else, we just dismiss it because we're not interested in anything other than T-theory and what we say. You can tell us we're wrong, that's fine, but we're not interested in other stuff. I have a Parker study that came out of Christopher's question, which is noted there, and I put that in for posterity's sake so that if you want to refer back to it in some months in the advance, you know, and when we're getting into the topics for major top in May or June, you can always these ideas will suggest themselves because that's what Christopher's thinking about, and I asked Parker to do that, so I'm leaving that for posterity's sake. Then the last posting, Peter Eliades had discussed the concept of, I mentioned that Peter Eliades had told me that there was a big advance of Klein T with the left end in 1958, and that a couple years ago he had looked at the possibility that that was a very large T, which I had not done, and he found that that T projected a top in the 07 time period, and it did it correctly. He has sent me the charts and so forth, and he has previously sent me all the data on the advanced decline line going back to 1926. So I haven't included the chart because I have to do the chart for my own particular purposes, and it in a couple of months I'll get around to posting that and so forth. But the particulars are that the advanced decline line peaked in the general period of 1958, and then it went down and it made a low at the 74 low. It made a low in the 82 time period. It was August 82, and then it did another low in 84, and the 84 and all of those lows saw tops lower than the previous top. It wasn't until after the 84 low that the advanced decline line broke out. So it's possible that all of those bottoms could be the center post of a T, with the left end obviously going back to 58. And it turns out that the one in the 82 low, which is the main low for the mega T and so forth, did give the 2007 peak, and the one in the 1984 low, which is also a lower top in the advanced decline line, does give you a new projected top, which is anywhere from late April of 2011 to mid-June of 2011. And so I wanted to put that down there because when I do the chart, you know, that's you know, the T's don't move. That's what the answer is going to be. And then I finally note that I think that it's more likely to be right rather than Christopher's expectation of trying to talk about an extension of the top based on the advanced on the volume oscillator, because it agrees with the with T number 3 in today's daily chart of very early May 1, and the Tocqueville gold mining stock T, which projects a top in sometime in June. It's difficult to tell where it's going to be, and that the whole those T's sometimes turn out to be a little bit early. They come in a little bit early, so you don't really want to know exactly what the date is in June. It's just that there's a distribution of the probabilities of the top from starting in early May into sometime into June, and you'll have to guess with other techniques is what it is. However, I do think that the fact that the Tocqueville gold T had its low in the late 08 time period and is projecting this top has really important ramifications, because if you look at the stock market and the current the hysteria associated with the recent correction. I note that Parker had zeroed in on the mid-February with his fourth installment. You can get that into the, if you go down and look at the recent post, you have to go back to the post before the 20th. You can catch all four of them together there. Around the mid-February time period is correct. And when you look, that's a cycle top, okay. But if you look at why are the people all selling this, because they got this tin horn dictator in Libya has driven the prices of oil up, and you can kind of tell from that everybody is like really 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 worried about commodity prices going up, and they're really 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 worried about whether they have enough commodity, you know, in terms of grains or copper or silver or gold or something like that. And when you look at the in my second chart, when we're talking about the location of the top relative to the Tocqueville gold tea, I would claim that this all this insanity about inflation and commodity prices is going to die at that point, and from henceforth you're going into a deflationary time period. So you know, that's what the message is going to be. You know, where did they come up with all this? It's the topic that's on everybody's mind now, which from a long-term standpoint is just a bunch of stupid people that are just trying to argue that there's some kind of the QE2 has produced the quantitative easing has produced a spectacular stock market, which is going to raise worries, but the QE2 is basically a bunch of baloney, and it's just a bubble. It's just a bubble. It's one of those things that's going to disappear by the time you get into June, and you're going to find out the reality is that they're not going to really run $1.5 trillion deficits anymore, and there's going to be constraints that come back, and they're all contractionary constraints that are going to come back, and you're going to find out that people aren't going to chase the high commodity prices anymore, and you're going to be back into the deflationary problems that you had when we went into the 08 low. I would put in I did do today a audio file on the seminar, and talked about this harmonic for the 40-year cycle. The 40-year cycle is driving you down in, but the 40-year cycle has the ability to the harmonic of the 40-year cycle has a tendency to tell you that there is a seasonal flow to these concerns and considerations, which are basically fads. And what we're going to end up probably doing is drawing the line at the which is the third T in the daily chart here today, which says early May, or the Tocqueville gold T, which says June, as an important top. What happens after that really has to do with the harmonics, because what you're going to say is that the market got pushed past the T13's projected top date only because there was a bigger advanced decline T coming out of the 84 low, but that's all over with. So the bull market phase is over. Then the question is, when the bull market phase is over, do you go right into a bear market, or do you go through this seasonal element, which I discussed in the seminar post above? And the answer is that's sort of what you're thinking is. This is a transition period, and it sort of says that you should be defensive, but you can get kind of look at what the next low is. And I thought that the Parker's discussion in response to Christopher's question as to these lows, which are you know, our preliminary thoughts on it, is that you could have a top in the by June of this year, and you could have a low in October. She says one of them is October 25th. So it's possible you have a correction from June to October 25th. But he's got this other. They always get two tops. It could be into February the 20th, but someplace in there's probably some kind of a low, and there's probably some kind of a tradable low, and you can get away with that. Even though you say it's a long-term top, it's possible you could get a tradable low at that time. After that, after that recovery from that tradable low, then you tend to go down into an accelerated decline, which might be late 2012. Then you get this bear market rally, which is the rest of forecast I discussed last week, and you get some kind of a thing, and then you go into the harmonic low, which is later on, and then when you come out of that, you're still caught. You can make an important recovery from what was probably a very, very, very deep low, okay, but you still run into the 40-year cycle low, which says that that one's got difficulties because it's not right either. So it's not until you get into a later period that you encounter what would be the 1982 low. We go back through the cycle. 1974 was the low of the Dow, but 82 was where you made all them, which was the gigantic bull market phase. And that gigantic bull market phase is really related to the 40-year cycle low, and these other lows that we're looking at are basically refinements in the seasonality of the harmonic lows, which are of a, they're smaller than a 40-year cycle, but they're bigger than a 4-year cycle. That's what they are. Okay, and the seminar basically we're going to have that all researched to the point where you get more information out of it. Okay, so that's the thing I was going to offer that Peter Eliades could come by and he could do the advanced decline stuff that he's got if he wants to. Pay his way down here, but he's probably busy with other things, so maybe he doesn't want to come by and do it. But I'm going to make him the offer in any case. So that pretty much winds up the notes. If you have a legitimate question on T-Theory, just send it to the email address there, and you can send it if you're dealing with Parker stuff. Just make it attention to Parker. Okay, that's it. Now we'll get on to the daily chart next segment. Bye bye.